source of knowledge is one thing. His enthusiasm, his passion is contagious for health, for improving, for the truth. We love him. Strauss Heart Drops and other things he's going to talk about today. Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. It's always fun and always my pleasure.
Yes, very good. I'm a little draggy today, to be honest. I'm a little tired because I stayed up way too late trying to find out information about this, what's going on in China with this virus, what have you. You're up there in Canada. There's probably a lot more connection to the Chinese back and forth up there, it seems like, than America. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. What do you know about the virus up there in Canada, this coronavirus?
Well, I know it's very scary. Very scary what's going on. And these things are sure cause for serious concern. I couldn't believe there's apparently 60 million people in China, and their area has been quarantined off. You know, when I hear about these things, it makes me think of the bubonic plague back in history, hundreds of years, and also goes to show, Daniel, as scientists and professionals continue to tell us that there are more and stronger bugs and viruses, some of these nasty creatures, all the time, and that our immune systems appear weaker as time goes on, and that's caused by many things, from seedless and genetically modified foods to all the chemicals that are in our lives. We're just surrounded by chemicals, sometimes, oftentimes rather in our own house, in our bathroom, the kitchen, on the lawn. We're surrounded by chemicals. Strauss always believed that those were the two biggest causes of cancer. But one thing for sure, anything that constrains or weakens your immune system isn't a good thing. And, our lymphatic system is very important because it's like the infantry to the Defense Department. So if it gets plugged, our immune system can't work as well. And then people often, that is the case when they get cancer. So, but these bugs and viruses, this is very scary. And, as far as I'm concerned, Daniel, I won't be traveling there. And it makes me worried about air travel and so forth, which I don't do much of. I drive, but it makes me leery of those kinds of things and the way that this can spread. And I think all we can do really is be aware and conscious of ourselves and to try and get proper nourishment and whatever supplements you need or you think you need, minerals and so forth. To be in the best shape you can be to fight these bugs when they come along. There was an awful lot of people had the flu this fall otherwise, and it seemed to hang on. I wasn't quite myself for almost a month. I was never bedridden or anything with it, but it was a common thing that people were ill for a month. And, of course, that weakens us further, Daniel. So, getting enough rest, getting enough water. I think that many people don't drink enough water this time of year, Daniel, because we don't, we don't sweat. But I'll tell you, it's as important in the hot summer, and dehydration can cause a lot of problems and certainly weaken you. My mom ended up in the hospital for a week or 2 years ago from dehydration. So it's a Schedule A disease that can kill you. But the bigger point is, without enough water in you, your lungs and respiratory, they can't even work correctly. So your digestive system. So we got to try and stay in the best shape. But it'd be otherwise, Daniel, it's like going to join a football team, but you're not going to do the working out part. You won't be in shape to play.
Let me ask you about, you mentioned water and dehydration. Is that the water? Do you got to get a special number on the water from the Health Canada to certify it before you drink it for dehydration?
Yeah, like Jim Strauss, when do you put the drug number on the water? When it's raining or just when you're dehydrated? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Daniel, there's another thing I have anxiousness about is the world's supply of fresh water. And, of course, the way many humans are treating it, Las Vegas is, you know, in an area very short of water from Lake Mead there, and yet, boy, more hotels go up, and, you know, I think people subconsciously, if they're enjoying themselves in a place like that, they might run the hot shower and steam it up for a few minutes, and just tremendous waste, really, if you think of it, of fresh water and energy resources. But
yeah, it's a desert. Yeah, Las
Vegas is a
desert.
We're going full throttle right till the end, then I don't know what happens. You know?
Let me ask you a little different, you know, individual, what we can do, the products we can take or whatever. Let me just ask you about attitudes. You're in Canada. I know in America, America's concerned. I don't think we're panicked at all here, but we're definitely concerned. We're definitely watching it. We're definitely seeing China from a distance. The lack of information they're giving, the conflicting information they're giving, that makes me more concerned than the information because it's conflicting. What is the truth? What is not the truth? Countries are bordering off. Mongolia won't let their people cross to China or back and forth anymore. North Korea stopping all flights. I mean, this is painting a picture I'm really concerned. Is Canada, do they have the same, are they concerned as well, or is this, it's like out of sight, out of mind? What's kind of the mindset of Canadians about this?
No, I think people that have paid any attention to it or heard anything, and I haven't dwelled on it because it's just very frightening and upsetting to me, and what I do know is certainly enough and very bothersome. But no, everybody's concerned, and Canada, particularly on our West Coast, but really right across the country, has a lot of Chinese residents. So I would think there are many airplane flights and people coming and going from China. I don't know which areas, Daniel, so I'm not trying to alarm anybody. I just simply don't know. But there's a tremendous Chinese population in British Columbia.
Yeah.
You know, our second biggest city, Vancouver, became less than 50% Canadians.
Yeah.
Some years, maybe 10 years ago, and Toronto was first. Several years before that. So we do have a big immigration policy. I think we grow by 1% of our population a year with immigrants. But there are a lot of Chinese folks, that's for sure, and other Asian folks in Canada.
What is the sentiment? I know China's, or not China, Canada is almost two different countries. You have the Eastern Canada, Toronto centered there, Montreal, what have you, and then you have the Western, Alberta, British Columbia. It's almost become two different countries. They've even talked about seceding and separating from each other. Is that, or am I just making things up here?
Well, yes, the Western provinces have complained for years that there was too much focus and money going to Ontario, the biggest province. That's where I'm from, Daniel, and the biggest population and where much of the industry was and so forth, steel making, cars, all that. Well, industry we've sure lost a lot of, and Quebec has been our biggest dissenter. You know, wanting to separate and so forth, having several referendums. That's really hurt our country in terms of foreign investment. Each time they had a referendum, some major corporations moved their headquarters. And it must have been a deterrent for others that were considering or that were going to open in Canada and stayed away from there. So consequently, Vancouver's population hasn't dropped, but it's growing by immigrants more than anything. And Toronto, its population hasn't dropped either, again, tremendous immigrant population in Toronto.
Let's talk about.
You know, I'm concerned too. You know, if you were from one of these provinces, Daniel, or had loved ones there, you know, I have no idea if this is going on, but geez, what comes to mind for me is I might want to get my loved ones out of there if that was possible. Maybe it isn't even possible, but if it was to get them out of there, and there could be some. You know, I take it doesn't take too many people to carry these germs, this virus around. It just starts with one.
Well, that's what it seems like. And, you know, they're talking about, like, this came from Chinese people eating wild bats in the market there, or snakes. I'm just like, this is ridiculous. They've been eating wild bats and rats and snakes and stuff over there for thousands of years. Why is it now? I just don't believe that. I know... You know, if you're going to talk about theories or conspiracy theories, There is a bioweapons lab right there in the Wuhan province. That seems more than coincidental. Did some virus get out like they did? You know, it's already been proven in Lyme, Connecticut. That's what happened with the CIA with the Lyme disease. That's already, that's not even a theory anymore. I mean, is that what we're seeing in China? I don't know. I'm concerned.
Well, you know, Daniel, they've lived, the Chinese folks have not been, as you know, as fortunate as most of us in North America for a long, long time. There's still hundreds of millions of people in China going to bed hungry every night. And, you know, what they have done through becoming the world's manufacturer, and I mean that, the world's manufacturer of everything, they have polluted their, and the number of people, of course. They have, 20 years ago, I met the environment minister for China and a big entourage and an interpreter with them. And I asked him, did they have many cell phones in China? This was 1994, as a matter of fact. We have the picture of us all. 1994. Do they have any cell phones in China? Because they don't have the infrastructure and fiber optics and wires and telephone cables like we have through our cities everywhere. It'd be too much copper, too much money to do that. He said, well, not everyone has one, but we have, I think he said 400 million of them. No, he said 1 billion of them. Now, Daniel, whoa, that'd be three for every man, woman, child, baby, and old person in America.
Yeah.
So,
whoa.
And here's a shocking fact for you. And again, it goes towards the Chinese people, or at least the poorer population, which is huge, more than there is in America. That's certainly altogether that's living day to day and hungry often. One third of China's food rice, one third of the food rice is contaminated with the heavy metal cadmium, at a level apparently 20 times higher than humans can tolerate. Now, cadmium is the second most dangerous chemical to humans after mercury, and it's a heavy metal, very bad metal. And so they have already a lot of people. I'm not going to quote a number because I just simply can't remember, but a lot of people, as you can appreciate, suffering heavy metal sickness. And it's been described to me before, kind of like getting chemo until it kills you. And so not a pleasant thing at all, a horrible thing. We can't tolerate heavy metals like that in us. And so you must know those poor folks are weaker than someone in normal health as well. All of these factors, not enough clean water, dirty conditions perhaps, lacking this or that, lacking a decent diet, maybe eating this food rice that's laced with heavy metals, the heavy metals content so ridiculously high. So the weaker you are, Daniel, the easier it is for you to get sick, right? I mean, that's a pretty simple equation.
Yeah, maybe Merck, the vaccine maker, maybe they should go over there, take all the cadmium so they don't get in the rice, and then put it in the vaccines like they do the aluminum. Maybe they'll just solve all the problems then. They'll put it right in the vaccines. That would make
either
sense.
Either that or have pharma-grade rice. Here, have this. Don't take too much. It's just like your other pills. Don't take too much. Thank God you'll hurt yourself.
Let's get to, there is some exciting news to have you. I didn't come on to have you, talk about kind of these, negative things, but we got some really good news coming out, that you have to report about Strauss Naturals and some new products. I am very excited. The concept, the idea that Jim Strauss was the keeper of two and 300 year old herbal recipes is very exciting to me, and that some of these are coming back is just fantastic, and we're going to have them at the Power Mall. Let's talk about the first two products that you are bringing out.
Well, I'm excited too, Daniel, because 20 years ago I had so much personal experience, both with myself, with friends and family, as usual. You know, I always do my studies and try and get people to. By the way, the REM sleep is just, I'm still only one person says it didn't work good for them, Daniel, up to 28 otherwise. My brother-in-law took it for the first time night before last, slept like a baby 9 hours, And again, last night, about 9.5 hours and slept. So, you know, it works like a charm. And anything I have great interest to and know people or relatives or loved ones and friends that can use it, then they become part of my study. So this two products that Strauss is bringing back, the CardioCalm, that's to rebuild damaged heart cells. You might urge someone who had had a heart attack. Well, anyone who has any heart issue, really, and certainly if there's any electrical issue. I had a regular heartbeat for 10 years before I found Strauss and the CardioCalm. I took it for 3 months. Here we are, either 19 or 20 years later, Daniel, no arrhythmia. But I'll tell you this much, Daniel, I've already ordered mine. It's available February 1st. I've already ordered mine. I'm going to do another 3 bottles of the CardioCalm, just like I could have more damaged cells again. Who knows? It's been all this time. I don't have arrhythmia. Haven't had it now for, as they say, closing on to 20 years. But for sure, I don't want it back either. So I'm going to do a treatment of that CardioCalm. And anyone who's had irregular heartbeat or has had a damage to any of their heart cells or part of their heart, or just wants a bit of a refit for your heart cells and electrical system, this CardioCalm, Daniel, I can tell you, was just a remarkable product. This is Western medicine's most difficult heart condition to treat, is irregular heartbeat. And their solutions, they have some very dangerous pills that I almost went on in my 30s, Daniel. And if not for a pharmacist that I knew that was on duty, boy, oh boy, who knows what might have happened. But because you don't miss one of those pills, that's what he told me, don't miss one. The other, of course, is the pacemaker. And, you know, I hate it, and I hate to say this, but in the case of some football players who wore their heart out, wore their pump out, one's a dear, dear friend of mine, my old back catcher for 10 years, his dad, who was a pro football player, it was just sad. He had a pacemaker, and it was the downhill, start of the downhill ride for him, and died at 62, but... So Western medicine hasn't had anything really good for arrhythmia. And this product, Daniel, you know, and it's painless and it can't hurt you. And I'm so excited because so many people can, you know, like with the heart drops, have a painless, cheap, really, reasonable price compared to everything else, dollar or so a day, can use this product and make themselves well. My friend Joe, I think, was the fellow who had to take it the longest for his arrhythmia. And he was either 5 months or just into the 6th month on it. And then his was gone, too. And he had a pretty wild arrhythmia, but had a lot wrong with him and was a big fella. The other product is great. I took it 19 or 20 years ago, the kidney blood pressure, Daniel, when my doctor told me he didn't like my blood pressure was too high. And in those days, 140 over 80 was the recommended perfect blood pressure. So mine was higher. Mine was in the high 50s, 158 or 9 over, I can't remember, really 90-something, I think. And so I asked Jim Strauss, did they have anything for that? He said, yes, the kidney blood pressure. He said, your kidneys must be your cause, because if it was your heart, you would already have lowered it with heart drops. So that's the way it works. It's either our kidneys or our heart, Daniel, or one of our kidneys. My natural therapist told me it was my left kidney. But anyhow, if it was your heart, the Strauss heart drops have shown to lower your blood pressure nicely. But if it's your kidneys, this kidney blood pressure formula is so kitty cat. It kills bacteria in your kidneys and really cleanses it. But it's more than a cleanse, because bacteria is real difficult in the kidneys and the bladder and prostate to be rid of. They're slow parts of our body to accept medication in the first place, and bacteria grows back easily in those three areas. So when people do take these, they ought to be diligent about taking them every day, Daniel, not missing. But the kidney blood pressure formula, man, 19, 20 years ago I took it. My blood pressure the other day in the Niagara Falls Hospital was 120 over 70.
Wow,
and I'll
fantastic.
I'll be 66 on Valentine's Day, and I'm still working like a slave.
We got a minute or two before the break, and we'll get more into this on the other side. Kidney function, what is it? The question that I'm sure people are going to ask, what is the difference between the CardioCom and the heart drops? We got about a minute and a half.
Oh, big difference. Heart drops will make blood flow everywhere it's supposed to by dissolving plaque, cholesterol, and calcium. Calcium that you might have taken in from sources you can't absorb, but particularly cholesterol, plaque, even the fatty strings of fat in your carotid arteries are shown to dissolve that and remove it from your body safely when you use the washroom. CardioCom is for rebuilding heart cells and specifically for arrhythmia. As I said, I told you my story and Joe's, my dad, and just hundreds of others, Daniel, and it's painless, right? Painless, and I don't know what to say about it. 19 years ago, I still don't have it. I just took it that one time. So a pretty good product.
Where does all the cholesterol go, the calcium that's cleaning out these arteries? Where does it go? Does it go to your liver? Do you get, you say you get rid of it? What does your body do with it?
Well, you'll get rid of it. You'll urinate from time to time more often. You will have loose bowel movements from time to time. You'll have more gas from time to time. Well, the poison has to come out somewhere, and that's how it comes out, Daniel. So the good news is the average person probably loses 5 to 10 pounds with this blood vessel artery cleanse, if you want to call it that, because that's what it does, is dissolve all these things that restrict or block our blood flow. So heart drops are used by people who have diabetes, have had open heart surgery, angioplasty, stents, angina.
There's the music. On the other side, we'll get into more of this. We will get into the CardioCom and the kidney blood pressure, and also more other questions with the scrapper himself, the metal scrapper, Wayne Elliott. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It's always a pleasure to be with you. I say that. It just so is. I feel life. I feel excited. I feel invigorated by the information, by where we are, that I feel hopeful. I feel, really, we're moving forward in a lot of ways. Our health, politically, liberty-wise, freedom-wise. We are not victims in this world, and that's what this show's about. Joyce started it, the Power Hour. We have power. We have dominion. We have opportunity, and so we take advantage of it and have great guests on like Wayne. I'd like to make you aware of some of the specials over the Power Mall. Now, you guys have been lighting up our phone, concerned about this virus. I think rightly so. Now, I don't know what's going to come of it, but I think it's legitimate that we're concerned. I can tell you, we're not medical doctors. I'm not giving you medical advice. If you want medical advice, please go see your doctor, even when Wayne's talking. This is from experience and his relationship with Jim Strauss and from years of herbalism, what he taught and what he learned. Okay, so understand that. This is not medical advice. I can tell you what I'm doing for the virus. I almost always, I'm taking the oregano, at least on a semi-regular basis. If I feel a little sick, I pump it up. I always take my heart drops on a maintenance basis. I have the super silver. I have the colloidal silver. I have the Oregaresp. Now if I start feeling something in my lungs, I pound the Oregaresp. That's me. Magnesium, zinc, selenium, and colloidal silver, oregano, Oregaresp. Those are the things that we've seen, the experts have told us, and for the research from the articles, these are things that will help your body against coronavirus. Okay, that's what people are thinking about. That's what they're ordering. We have them all at the Power Mall. We have a couple different sources of them on some of those so that you can choose from. And I think it's smart to at least have something. Get your immune system up. This will help you and be benefit. Cleanse your body. Cleanse your liver. Get the burden off. Get your body working efficiently. If you're using those heart drops, then you get the blood flow going. You get your body detox. You get the, you have life. You have vibrancy. You have energy. You have electricity. That's what you're designed for. We're not designed to be, clumps of mud sitting there just waiting to die or waiting to see what's going to happen to us. That's not us. That's not our creation. That's not America. That's not the humans. That's not mankind. And so all these products and more, of course, the REM Sleep is on sale. 20 special introductory price on the new formula from Matthew Pfeiffer. 20% off there. The Strauss Heart Drops are on sale. The Willard Water, we got that back in stock, and all the other products. thank you so much for your support. This is what allows us to expand. We got new markets in Tennessee, so hello to everybody out in Tennessee. Welcome to the Power Hour. This is what this show's about. Information. We'll talk political things. We'll talk current events. We'll talk health and wellness and your benefit. At the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Please be patient. I've been very busy on the phone, so just leave a message, call back. We got more than two people, I think, more than that, answering the phones. So, yeah, just be a little patient, get your order in, and buy from the good guys. Like Cass Ingram said, he did the research. He bought some stuff from Amazon that was the oregano, had the same label, everything. He tested it. And it wasn't his oregano at all. It was a fake. And it, not only that, it was harmful. It wasn't, not only was it not going to help you like the a real oregano would, it would actually hurt you. Buy from the good guys. You know, we can be trusted on these products, and that's what we have there for you. Especially if your life's on the line, which it may be with this virus. So if that's what you're buying it for, please buy the quality source. Buy it from somebody that you can believe in. Buy from the good guys. ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to Wayne. One of the products that we're going to start, two new products that we're going to start selling. Now, it's available in here in a couple of days, but we're going to start taking orders. Catherine's going to arrange it, get the price. So later on today, you'll be able to take an order. So if you're hearing this on replay, you should be able to order by then. The CardioCom and then the kidney blood pressure. Now, we got a special. We'll offer a special. Catherine will discuss that with Jay, and so we can get that going. And to have some new products there. Okay, we were talking about the
kidney. I think Strauss, Daniel, sorry to interrupt you, but I just informed this morning Strauss has a national sale in Canada and the U.S. to introduce these products. And here's the thing that's important to know, too, Daniel, with the CardioCom and the kidney. And it's going to be the same with the bladder and the prostate when they have it out by spring, if it's that late. But anyway, the thing about these products is it's a treatment. It isn't something that you're going to take for a year or two. If you had a disease in that organ, then yes, you certainly could take it longer. My friend with bladder cancer it has been taking a product. Well, actually, it's the old Strauss bladder capsules that I had, and he's staying ahead of that. But these are treatments. So usually people take three bottles and they're done. Like I was with my arrhythmia years ago, and like I was with my blood pressure. Three bottles, I was done in all these years. So what Strauss is doing to encourage people just to do the treatment, and some people might need to do it for 5 months, but if they were bad off like my friend Joe, worse off rather. So Strauss is offering, if people buy the three-bottle treatment, Strauss wants to see everybody get better, of course, but if they'll buy the three-bottle treatment, Daniel, they're offering 15% off if they buy the three bottles of either cardio or kidney or both. And then what they're doing as well is anyone that orders the cardio, kidney, or both, they can get the Strauss heart drops as well at 15% off. They're doing this both for an introductory sale for the two original products coming back and the heart drops for Heart Month. So it's a great time to buy from the Power Mall. Strauss is supporting a 15% off sale, and boy, you can get yourself looked after, save some money. This is Strauss's only sale of the year. I think you know that too, Daniel. They're very valuable products. They don't discount them. They provide them every day. The price of Strauss heart drops hasn't changed, I know this, in 22 years. So it's an expensive process, but Strauss has managed through volume and shipping to foreign countries and everything to hold the price the same. And, boy, it just works. And they guarantee you're satisfied, Daniel. You know that. Whatever your complaint is, if you're not satisfied, they want you satisfied. And they'd be sad, but they'd give you your money back instead of having the product satisfy you. That's for sure.
It is very exciting.
Always like that.
Yeah. Yes. I think that our audience, they should realize how really – revolutionary the technology, for lack of a better word, for the research, for the year. I mean, we're talking century old recipes that Strauss has been the caretakers of, and that they've now bringing back. For a long time, they weren't, after Jim Strauss died and whatever business-wise, whatever, they weren't making them for a while. They've started to come back. They're reintroducing these. This, literally 300 years ago, the greatest herbal family, or one of the greatest herbal families that we know in Western society, perfected these formulas and have carried them on for three centuries. Three centuries. Do you think these things aren't dialed in? Do you think they're not effective? Yes, they are. That excites me. That this, the whole mindset that we have in nutritional or natural or alternative medicine, you know, we see research by JAMA, by doctors that, oh, they tried the vitamin E, it didn't work. Oh, turns out it's a bad form of vitamin E. Turns out it's a faulty research. Turns out they're not doing enough. No. Your body was made to interact with nature. That is just self-evident. That's just obvious. And these formulas key into that in a way they did 300 years ago. So do you think they knew more about nature-body connection 300 years ago or today? I mean, it's obvious, right? That's why I'm so excited about these two products. And we'll get it straight with Catherine and with Jay and what we're doing in order. So you'll be able to order these here in just a couple hours. So call Jay and ask about these, the great introductory offer. Let me ask you a little bit about what they do. Let me ask you about the kidney. Talk about your kidney. What does the kidney do in your body, and what are some of the pressures that has that have on it?
Well, the kidney, like all of our organs, Daniel, does certainly more than one thing. It does many things. But it's such an important organ. Of course, we cannot live without it. Some poor folks I have known friends on kidney dialysis to have their kidneys. Where by equipment it cleanses your kidneys, your blood, and so it's really worth looking after them. That's for sure. And as I said, bacteria both grows quickly in our kidneys, and is given the kidneys are one of the more difficult areas to accept medication in our bodies, like the bladder and the prostate. It takes diligence. You know, you take your kidney formula every day. You may have some mild detoxing, and that nothing really to speak of, Daniel. You might use the bathroom an extra time. But once again, the bad stuff does have to come out. So, and it's painless. It's spearmint flavored. And got juniper berry oil in it. But boy, is it effective. And Pete Strauss and my old friend and Don Schultz at the plant, Don's been there more than 15 years as a compliance man and formulator and dealing in herbs all over the world. And they take great care to get just the best. I've seen them. I've seen Jim Strauss reject truckloads of herbs. If one time the guy was there 20-something years ago, the garlic came in. Boy, it looked perfect to me, Daniel. It was lovely-looking garlic, cases and cases of it piled up on skids. And Jim had his man open a couple of crates, as he suspected, I guess, something. He had trained eyes, and he crushed a couple of the bunches or cloves of garlic, and he said to Bruce, another dear friend, old friend that's been around Strauss and Peter Strauss for most of his life, he said to Bruce, ship it back, and we reject the load. And I said, why'd you do that, Jim? It sure looked good. He said, too much moisture. They didn't let it ripen properly, and off the shipment went. And Jim always said that if we're ever out of product or back ordered, it's because we won't use herbs that aren't, you know, as close to perfect as we can get. We're not going to use substandard ingredients to make this world class formula. And I've never known a time where they were actually. I guess there was a couple of times going back that they actually were out for a short period of time, but. Anyway, Peter and Don have come up to make these original formulas in a tincture, in a liquid form like the heart drops, and easy to take, Daniel, and just nothing to it. Take them three times a day if you can. That's always best, same as the heart drops. And boy, judge for yourself. That's what I always say to folks. Never mind. I mean, of course, you're going to go to your doctor and you're going to have your tests and so forth, but you won't need that to tell you you're doing and feeling better. You know, it's like the heart drops. It's just unmistakable. There's nobody doesn't know they're better.
Let me talk to you a little bit about how we take them, because we've gotten some emails about this also. They'll take the heart drop and they'll mix it with something and then drink it. And that's one way they can do that. But you explain this. You got to put it under your tongue because that makes it go right into your blood, correct? Explain that.
You're always best to, Daniel. It's like the nitroglycerin and some of the things that they'll give heart patients and people with congestive heart failure and so forth. And that's, I think they call that subliminally or something. But anyway, under your tongue, and that's so that it goes directly into your bloodstream. If you just swallow it, it'll work, but it goes through your digestive system first. Why not put it right into your bloodstream? And that's why it's suggested that for a minute or so, leave it under your tongue, and if there is anything left, then go ahead and swallow it. I find that the worst, I've always been amazed at how our bodies know what to do.
For me, I was taking it in water, and then I realized I needed to take it on the tongue. That was all the difference to me.
I can drink the gravy. And it'll just disappear. If you eat a meal like that, it'll disappear quicker under your tongue. It's amazing to me.
I know that I used to, when I first started taking heart drops, Joyce told me about it, and I would drink it. You know, in some water, I would just drink it. And I felt like, okay, I mean, I feel like something's going on. But then when I switched and put it under the tongue, I absolutely felt stuff going on in my chest. I felt something going on in my circulation. It's like this revving. It's like this energy was pulsing. It was completely different response from my body when I did it under the tongue as opposed to drinking it.
Yeah, for sure, Daniel. I suppose. You know, I don't know, you could compare it to the way you might prepare your food for how it's best for you, you know. Best if the vegetables aren't boiled half to death. Jim Strauss used to say, if you want to make a fine soup that's full of all the vitamins and minerals that you want to have, he'd say fruit you should eat one at a time, but vegetables you can mix as many together as you like. So he said the best way to make a soup is start out with your stock. It might be beef or pork or chicken or fish. And then he'd say, I used to like the pork, the good one where there was an inch of fat on top when it got cold. You know, I guess that's how he clogged his arteries, Daniel, that and the bacon and eggs he loved when he was young. But anyway, you cook your base for the soup, the broth, and then you have it boiling, have all your vegetables chopped up a little smaller than usual. Put them into the boiling water, the boiling broth, and turn the stove off. In other words, you're not going to boil and cook those vegetables. They're very nice, and it's best, of course, to eat them either many hours later or the next day, ideally. And boy, oh boy, is it lovely. The vegetables are a little al dente, as they call it, and still have all the nutritional value, and you've got a very nice soup. So
that's a great idea.
You know, these things are important.
Let me ask you, you just said, we do have a phone call. I think Winnie's on hold. Just hang on 1 second, Winnie. Let me finish this question. Fruit, you said you take fruit one at a time. Explain that.
But Jim always said only on an empty stomach and one at a time. They're best to be eaten for best value. So he would, typical breakfast with Jim was he'd say, can I have a small coffee at my house? And so I'd pour him a small coffee. He'd put a little bit of candy in it. And that meant, you know, some maple syrup or molasses, just to sweeten it up a bit. Then he'd open a banana, Daniel, and he'd take a bite or two, and he'd put the banana down and have a sip of coffee, and we'd talk. And 5 or 10 minutes later, maybe a couple of globe grapes he would eat. And then, you know, talk some more for another 5 or 10 minutes. And then he might have a section or two of tangerine. But he never ate them right together. And he said, always on an empty stomach. Otherwise, if you eat fruit for dessert, for example, after a heavy meal, the fruit can ferment on the top of your food. And that's not how you're going to get the best out of it. Vegetables is one thing. Fermented vegetables is the highest form of probiotic we can eat, like sauerkraut. But with fruits, we don't want them to ferment inside us.
Interesting. We do have a caller, Winnie, from Ohio. Winnie, glad to have you. You're live on the air. What's on your mind, Winnie?
Thank you so much. Can you hear me all right?
Absolutely. You sound perfect.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question about the kidney formula. I tend to have low blood pressure, and I do know that the kidneys need to be cleaned because they do help the eyes. So would this be something I might be interested in?
Oh, I would urge you to, Winnie. If I were you, to be honest, and you could afford it, I would take all three formulas, whatever it is that to make your heart and good running order and your kidneys to cleanse them and kill any bacteria. If you could, I'd take all three. If you wanted to limit it to two, take the Strauss Heart Drops and the kidney formula. Strauss Heart Drops will make sure the medicine's getting where you need it in your body. And, of course, dissolving any restricted blood flow, any cholesterol and plaque. But yeah, that kidney, it's a powerful formula, Winnie. It's not that it can harm you. It couldn't harm you if you took 10 doses today. Just like anything natural, you might well use the bathroom more if you did that, but it cannot harm you. It's impossible, just like broccoli can't harm you, no matter how much you eat. So I would try those two, Winnie, if I was you. See how you feel, and then you might consider the Cardio Calm afterward. But do take the Heart Drops with any of these formulas, please.
The Heart Drops. I've been on them for about 8 months.
Perfect. Beautiful.
And I like them really well. But I will add the kidney. That's what I wanted to make sure.
Hold on, Winnie. Talk about the connection, or maybe Wayne can answer, the connection between the kidneys and the eyes. Explain that.
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I just had heard other doctors talk about that, especially on Power Hour. And there's something about the kidneys that does affect the eyes, and I don't know how, but it does.
With iridology and that kind of thing?
They are filters. You know, they are filters. Our liver does a filtering job. I mean, I think it goes way beyond having something to do with the eyes. Personally, how about the brain? Folks that suffer Alzheimer's, they have cholesterol plaque on their brain, for example. Now, that would stand to reason to me if those brain cells were supposed to be well-serviced with blood and oxygen and so forth, and yet we covered them, kind of like painting them in cholesterol. Well, no wonder folks, as we call it, you know, lose their mind, lose their mental capacity. So, yeah, I can believe that. You know, the eyes have such tiny vessels and capillaries going to them, Winnie, that we can't have them plugged up either. And so, you know, our kidneys have to filter, our heart has to work properly, and we'd like to have blood everywhere we have even the tiniest capillary to carry it, the very tiniest vessel. Remember the doctor who was on the show with us a while back, Daniel, who said, I think he said we have 60,000 miles of veins, vessels, and arteries in our body. And that's almost too hard to believe when you consider that's twice around the earth. Obviously, blood flow is our most important function, isn't it, to take it to every cell that we need.
Absolutely. Hey, Winnie, still there?
Yes, and I was thinking also, too, when you talk that way about the Heart Drops, they should help glaucoma.
Well, I'll tell you what they do help, and I'm not sure about glaucoma. I would never say if I wasn't, but what was incredible to me was macular degeneration, where the person needs the thick glasses and the good light, and then they have the magnifying glass. Well, that is cholesterol. That's cholesterol, macular degeneration, and Heart Drops are the thing to take.
Winnie, you still there?
Yes, I am still here. Thank you.
Let me ask you a quick question. I stayed up way too late trying to research this virus thing in China. Just quickly, do you have any thoughts about that? What do you think we're looking at here?
Oh, you mean oh dear. I don't know. I really don't know about that right now. I just think we need to take the as best and the good care of ourselves as we always have been.
Hmm.
I just think we need to make sure our immune system is up there.
Yeah, very good. Tell me about the Heart Drops. How do you like the Heart Drops? What have you noticed physically?
Oh, lots more energy.
Wow.
Lots more energy, that's for sure. Lots more energy. And yeah, it did spike my cholesterol quite a bit. When I looked at that, I thought, oh my gosh. But I knew and I had heard the Wayne talk about that. And, so I'm going to continue to take them until it comes down to where it's supposed to be.
What did your doctor say when you said, wow, I feel better. I have more energy, but my cholesterol's up. What did your doctor say?
Well, I haven't talked to my doctor yet, but I will be talking to her shortly, Dr. Sherry Rogers.
Oh, very good, Dr. Sherry Rogers, good.
You know, it almost hair lifts the doctors. I loved my doctor. He practiced till about 12 or so years ago, Dr. E. Martinez, and he couldn't get his head around the heart drops, and he had the heart attack and had to quit working, just to cry and scream.
Wait, did you say it hair lips the doc? Did you say it hair lips the doctors? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it might hair lip your doctor if your cholesterol triple like mine was. But I said, Doc, I feel like Superman. I could lift you up and down till the cows come home right now. I'm so strong. And he just couldn't get it, you know, the poor guy. And he wouldn't take it himself. He has the earlobe creases. Then he has the heart attack, Daniel. And in Port Colborne, where we don't have enough doctors like everywhere in Canada, we lost a wonderful man that was a doctor.
Oh, that's
and,
sad.
You know what I'm saying? So all for the sake of the heart drops, and I gave him three bottles. I'll always remember that, you know. And
he used them as paperweights.
Well, they were still on his desk. Broke my heart.
There's the music. Winnie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking some time with the call. God bless you. Please tell Sherry about the heart drops, what they've done for you. I've talked to her about that a little bit. She needs to be aware. It's fantastic. She should start pushing this.
All your help. God bless.
Yeah, God bless you. Wayne, God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, we want you happy, we want you healthy, we want you successful, and we want you free as God intends you to be. All right? That's what we want here. Thank you so much for all your support and everything. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Got another great broadcast. Thank you, Wayne.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.